Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, the 27th of December. It's a Monday.
That it is.
We took hiatus last week for Christmas.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata.
This is the first time Tyler and I have spent more than 3 minutes in the same room.
In over a week.
In like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Which is kind of entertaining.
It's been a rough week.
It has been. I mean, it's been a long week.
It's been a long week.
It's been a very long week.
It's been very productive, I guess you could say.
Productive in a social way, I would say. Yeah? I mean, just family time, you know, all that good stuff the holidays bring. Is that... Would you say that? I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I just did a lot. And, like, okay. It's overwhelming.
Like, what? I honestly have, other than the pictures that your mom puts up on Facebook.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. I see it. Nutcracker.
I worked a lot. I then went to the Nutcracker last night. Pretty much. So, went to the Nutcracker, and it wasn't the Nutcracker. It was the Nutcracker Ballet.
Okay.
So, there was no talking.
Uh-huh.
And I was okay with that, but then I wasn't okay with that, too. And I was amazed by how much the clothing of the guys, you could see everything. Like,
interesting.
It was painted on spandex to these guys. Ooh. And the girls, you know, had outfits that were, you know, very revealing in the tightness factors.
Right.
But the guys, it was very like you could see like
everything.
Butt dimple.
Oh,
like
hey
you
there.
Can see where he's leaning. Like oh. You can tell where everything and it was just like, oh, that's awkward. So the ballet was okay, but I saw the Christmas Carol, the play where there was actual like talking.
Uh-huh.
And that was good.
Good.
No, that was entertaining.
Good.
But yeah.
Oh, I did just visited with the family. Went to the Niners game. Go Niners! We won. It's all good.
Spectacular.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So yeah, figured today we're just gonna get back on the road of fitness. And I was on Google. What was it? Google Reader today.
Yes.
I was looking at some of the bodybuilding.com articles. I was looking at some of the about.com articles and just what's going on in the fitness world today and et cetera, et cetera. And I was shocked with how like redundant and kind of silly the articles were. Like one read, what was it exactly? It was like the secret to the health and fitness during the holidays. It's exercise and nutrition.
Oh, that's like what
that
it
was
said?
The title of the article. I was like, "Are you serious?"
I think it's the funniest thing because I've read those before where they're like, "Here's 6 easy tips to do it," and you're like, "Here's 3 easy tips to wake up early in the morning, set an alarm clock, go to bed early, and don't eat caffeine or have caffeine hours
right.
before." It's like, no shit.
Right. Like, hey there.
Like, I'm pretty sure if anybody thought about that for 10 seconds, they could have figured that out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But, so, what, I mean, the whole point of that is, that again, there's nothing new under the sun as far as fitness goes. It's just eat good and work out. So,
yeah.
That's my little gem of today. It's harder to do in the holidays. It's a lot harder to do in the holidays.
It is a lot harder. You have to commit to it.
Yeah, like one of my coworkers, who is a really cool lady, gave me these rum fudge brownie things, right? Little squares. I had a couple of them. But I was like, they're great, but I don't want them in the house because I know I'm going to eat all of them, and I know it's like
my manager
400 calories.
Gave me, like, she did a cooking day, and so I had fudge brownies and all this stuff.
Wow.
And there was, like, peanut brittle, and it was, like, tasty stuff.
And if you don't know Tyler will eat brownies all day long.
All day long. And here's the other fun thing. It was brownies with marshmallows in it. Like, I'd never had this before.
Like, did you like it?
It was tasty.
Excellent.
Thank God she put them in squares.
Oh.
Like, and it was, like, little bite-sized pieces. So the whole bag was probably like 20 pieces of different things. I think I tried a brownie, a piece of the cookie she had in the brittle, and I mentally was not going to eat any of it, but I stopped abruptly and it fell onto the floor in my car. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, that pretty much commits to me not eating the rest of that anyway. So that was kind of funny.
That's actually really funny. But I've been surprised, like, as I've committed to, like, stopping myself, like, it's easier.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, and then, like, other people around me are like, you're right, I don't want this. Like, I'll put, you know, like, I'll stop eating, they'll stop eating too. I'm like, okay, that's an easy way to get everyone on board, is one person does it and everyone else will kind of fall into suit. You know, or I mean, you could have the people who are like, which happened at my grandparents' house, the people who are like, what, you on a diet or something?
Yeah, you know, the angry people.
The angry people who feel self-conscious about their own diet, so they take it out on you, which are much more difficult to deal with.
This is quite fun. Like, so Christmas dinner,
uh-huh.
It's just me and my family. So right. It's four of us. There was so much.
Did your mom overcook again?
No, there wasn't overcooking in that. Well, okay. First off, my dad was in charge of cooking this meal, so that was okay.
That's good.
But there was, throughout the house, 5 to 6 bowls of M&Ms throughout the house.
Okay. Time out. My mom does the same crap.
I don't get it.
I'm like, but hers is Dove chocolate and the bonbons, like the little twirled one. I'm like,
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Like, what's the point of those?
Like, no, I mean, sure, your visitors have candy, but one, they don't really want it when they eat it, and two, it's not that good.
Yeah, I was so confused by, because first off, there was 3 bowls in one room, which was really weird.
Uh-huh.
And then there was one in the kitchen, and there was one in the other. My parents moved in this really large house, and it's weird.
The biggest house they've ever lived in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's the two of them. But that's besides the point. Awesome. But yeah, it was just like, why do we have all these bowls of M&Ms? And then my sister made a huge batch. Like, the pan that we cook the turkey in every year,
uh-huh.
Half full. That's how big of this thing is. Of caramel corn.
Wow.
And it was just kind of like, why do we need that too? Like, it was just kind of like, there kept being things that was just like, I'm cool with pumpkin pie.
Right.
Like, I'll just have my slice of pumpkin pie and I'll keep it. Right.
And the best part is, like, if we spread out the calories that we consume during the holidays to the rest of the year, like, so we take the kettle corn, or whatever your sister made, put it at a different time, it would be fine because you spread it all out. Mm-hmm. I think it's since we just jam pack every day with like 8 billion calories. That's kind of
what the
downside is.
Really, really interesting how that worked out.
Yeah. So, do you want to take this on right now? We got a cool, a kind of interesting comment.
Yeah, I say read it and then I'll go on a little rant.
Okay. And this is kind of how we know our podcast is taking off, because this is the first negative comment that we've gotten. Which is kind of nice.
It's the first real negative. We've gotten some little jabs here and there, but this is the first one that's like...
This one's like...
fun one to...
It pretty much says you should stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't... I've only listened... Keon read it to me, so this next time... So you'll begin pretty much 90% of my thought process,
right.
Because I really haven't thought about it since he told me about it this morning.
So this is a direct quote. Like, I'm not going to change anything about this whatsoever.
And we don't have to change anything because she posted it on our
website, so it's not even...
It's a comment. So
it's a comment.
It's a comment, so you can go check this out.
Vegetarianism one.
Yeah, and I'll go on
Episode 14.
Yeah.
Okay, which I haven't re-listened to because, one, it makes references to calories, which I didn't think we talked about in the vegetarianism one.
And I thought that we talked about the calories in the case studies.
Right, which we did, a little bit.
And I thought, and like, what she's angry about, I'm pretty sure we broke it down that way, roughly, in the case summary food one.
Right, because, okay.
Here, let's just read it.
I'll read it, and then I'll give a quick comment, then Tyler, you can go on your rant. Okay, so, this is how it starts. This is from Udon Nojack. Oh, that's really funny. I just got that. Udon Nojack. You don't know Jack? That's actually really kind of funny. I just got that. I never read it together. That's actually really... This might be, like, a total joke. I'm not sure now. I just got totally played on air.
You did get played.
You don't know Jack. Okay.
I like their condescendingness through the letter.
Yeah. All right. So it starts off with, so this jackass pretty much says, I'm kind of getting angry now. Because to put in the, like, to not even give me your name or contact information, that's kind of, whatever. So the email, the comment starts off with, so, you are so not correct with basically .. 99% of your information. Have you looked at the ADA websites ever?
Oh, hold on. What's the ADA?
The American Dietetic Association.
Okay, continue.
Or perhaps the USDA food guidelines? Or actually, have you ever even seen a dietitian? On top of these things, your grammar / spelling should probably looked into quite horrific, to be exact. All right, so let's time out right there. Did you hear me, my stop start?
Yes.
Reading? That's because that's how it's done. It's like
all
the ellipses and like ors after questions, dashes, parentheses when they're not supposed to be there. I mean, like, I was a communication studies major. I know this crap. My grammar is impeccable.
First off, when people make fun of the grammar, I'll tell you right now, it's because I wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the very first thing. I wrote it. Then second off, I always find it funny when people write angry things about grammar. And their grammar is terrible, not questionable.
Let's continue before we go off on this person anymore. Nothing against you. I'm sure you're the quote unquote best person I'll ever meet. When you think about it, we're people, not person. if I knew you, but how can you say that men and women should eat exactly? We never said exactly. Just continue. For the comment.
Just read it through.
Quote unquote, 1300 to 1500 kcal, or quote unquote. 2300 to 2500 kcal. What equations did you use, which we put up on the website? In order to tell someone how many kcals they should be consuming, you need to factor in their height and weight and age, along with their activity levels, which we also put on the website. I'm really just trying to help
you. Or if we didn't, we at least talked about it on the podcast.
I'm really just trying to help you here for your sake. I would take that off. You could really cause some eating issues amongst your readers. In a country where eating disorders are so prevalent among adolescents, you really are only encouraging these behaviors. About supplements and vegetarianism, there are some great articles in many reputable journals for science and nutrition, dash, and most medical publications. Anyway, look into your information. Maybe think about taking it all off. Also, maybe talk to someone who has some education in nutrition before you post invalid information. So, I replied in kind. Hi, Udon. Which I think is actually really funny at this point now. Thanks for the reply. I'd like to know which podcast you're referring to so that I might be better able to respond to your comment. In regards to our contact with dietitians, we have frequent, if not daily, contact with nutritionists, as well as registered dietitians, all of which have master's degrees. We run the majority of our ideas about food by them before speaking to these issues. Thanks for your interest. So, I just decided to do that. But I figured since this person obviously does not listen to our podcast, we can kind of take out our frustrations here. So Tyler, for the 1300 calories portion real quick, just to clarify, anytime we give calories out, these are rough estimates. We always recommend if you really want to know your calorie expenditure, et cetera, go see someone in person who knows what they're talking about. Tyler.
Okay.
So let's talk to Udon.
So... Udon. Yeah, I'm gonna say you're stupid. Not
really. I want to use some really, really
Udon,
choice words.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and be as calm as possible during any of this.
But let's preface this: we're not angry that she's criticizing us. We're angry within that she didn't do her research on us first.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna criticize our information, at least know where we're coming from.
Fully agree with that. Okay, so the very first thing is, I find it interesting that they want this person doesn't believe in our calorie genericism of, you know, women and whatnot. It's kind of entertaining in the sense that, you know, the BMI, which
yes,
is what everybody in medical thinks is the greatest thing since sliced bread. If you put that in the body weight and the equation for it, Keon and I both are overweight, if not obese.
We're overweight.
Yeah.
We're 26.
I actually did the, because this weekend my mom got the Wii Fit, and so I was playing with it and stuff, due to its BMI calculations, I haven't messed around with the BMI that lately, much lately, because I don't like it. I literally have to lose 20 pounds to be normal weight.
The BMI is a, all it is a ratio of height to weight, and that's it.
No, so I understand that.
I'm just telling our listeners
okay.
That all the BMI does is put you in a ratio of height to weight and tells you your health risk based off that. It's inaccurate because it doesn't take into account activity level, doesn't take into account muscle mass or body fat percentage.
Yeah. So it is extremely entertaining whenever I hear people say anything that in the sense of, well, you need to know a dietitian, you need to know a doctor, you need to know somebody with a master's degree here, you need to know this, this, and this. And it's like, really? Not so much, because if it's just entertaining how people judge your knowledge by degrees that you have.
Right.
I find that entertaining because so often I know so many dietitians that I look at physically and go, wow, you don't preach what you talk. Like, you don't
practice what you
practice what you preach. Or, you know, the same with, you're not going to go to a fat personal trainer.
Right.
You might go to a fat one that's like a football player if you want a football player type body. Like,
or, there's, or like a coach.
A coach.
Like an older person who knows like running or something.
You're not going to, it's just very interesting. This person seems very bitter and angry. And I almost feel like, well, first off, because they posted on our vegetarian one, it makes me think that they're a vegetarian.
Right. And we kind of, if you guys haven't listened to our vegetarian podcast, I respect vegetarianism. I just wouldn't practice it because it's, as far as aesthetics goes, like body how your body looks, it's typically not the best. And plus protein source, blah, blah, blah.
I respect vegetarians purely on the sense of they can live a life like that. I find that, wow, that's impressive because I couldn't. And other than that, I don't.
Even on the moral standpoint, I like them. I'll respect their moral issues and blah, blah, blah. Because, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm fine if you don't like to eat chicken because they have feelings too. Whatever. that's your thing. Go for it.
They don't have feelings.
I don't care. Whatever. But, yeah, it's just entertaining that... First off, I'm just more entertained that we affected someone's life in a bad way that way. High five to that. It's just very entertaining that, wow, you listened to our podcast or you read our articles on... Which are basically you and I, like, outlining...
The podcast.
Yeah, the podcast. So if you really wanted to get in-depth in it, you'd listen to the podcast.
Right.
So I find that funny, and that we affected their life so much that they needed to write to us and get angry about it.
Right.
And it's very condescending, and I'm more intrigued by, like, who this person is and why they felt they had the knowledge or maybe the...
Yeah.
I'd like to know what knowledge they have that they, because they never once go, oh, instead of 300, you know, because they were like, in the calorie sense, it's like, they never said, well, it should be this instead.
Right.
They never said, you know, what it should be.
Right.
And that's what I found entertaining, because here's the thing is, put a healthy, like a woman's body into the, like the formula, it's roughly from there to there.
Right.
And a pretty guy's much. Is roughly from where we said earlier. So
I mean,
just,
like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, granted, yes, if you are massively obese and whatnot, you probably would tone it down to certain things and certain things.
Exactly.
And,
you'd change.
But yeah. Whatnot, we talk in general topics on most of things. And often we tell you that, hey, this is why you talk to and get a personal trainer. What are you laughing at now?
I was just looking, because I wanted to see if this person had put down any other information. They, for their email, they put it in a podcast at truefitnessacademy.com.
Oh, that's nice.
That's kind of funny. Continue.
So I feel like they had to have listened to the podcast then.
It's on our contact information on the site. So
I just found that funny.
Yeah, I mean,
that's good.
Just dispelling some of these things, like, my mom's been working in the fitness industry since she was, like, 25. Like, that she had her degree in movement education. So she's been doing this kind of stuff for a very, very long time. And I told her about this, and I told her about the whole ADA thing. The ADA, the American Dietetics Association, is very well disrespected. Not a whole lot of fitness professionals or doctors even respect the ADA. And the reason being is because ADA is very, very highly influenced by USDA guidelines, which are very highly influenced by special interest groups. The reason are the food pyramid is based in grains is because the grain industry, you know, well, I mean, like, this is all speculative. It's speculative, all... but the I mean, we don't need, our diet has never been and should never be based in wheat or grains. Like, that this is just new science. Like, most people, like, a huge portion of the population has allergies in wheat, etc., blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, and the ADA is very slow to pick up on these things. Yes, their science is good on the thing, on certain issues, but their willingness to change is not very good. The dietitians I have worked with that are fantastic, that I mentioned in my reply, they don't follow most of the ADA regulations, but they have the knowledge to know why the ADA regulations shouldn't be followed. So that's why I'm I think that's why we're confident in saying certain things.
Yeah, and it's funny because I feel like this person just took a lot of our stuff out of content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, out of context.
Absolutely.
And just kind of, like, mixed and mashed. Or did the thing that I love the most, where they heard the very first sentence, which usually I say for shock factor or, like, for to get you to listen, to then listen to the rest of it, and then they didn't listen to the rest of it.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
As a voice to all the smart people that are listening to this podcast, maybe not the people that were clever enough to actually put Yukon Jack, but whatever.
Which is a delicious alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, whatever. Listen to the whole thing. It will make sense.
Exactly. We structure our podcast so that people can actually figure this out.
Hey, we've been going for, what, 3-4 months, and this is the first real bad one we've gone.
Right.
I think we're doing fine.
Yeah. With that in mind, this week you have some cool things to look forward to. We're cut this one a little bit short because it's late. Tyler has to work out in the morning, and I'm tired. We're going to flip the coin, and we're going to look at a really inspiring email that we got. This one is by far my favorite email we've gotten to date.
I haven't read it.
I know you haven't. I'm going to read it. I'm not even going to let you read it until we get it on age. So we're going to talk about this one tomorrow. It's by far one of my favorites. It's going to get into a little bit more about how to choose a good personal trainer.
Yeah, cool.
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
And we're also going to talk about dating.
We're going to talk about a little bit about dating. We're going to talk a little bit about confidence this week. We're also going to talk about how to pick up on people in the gym, or how to figure out if someone wants to be picked up in the gym.
Yes.
And how to create good relationships in the gym, mm-hmm. and not be a jackass. Because, let's face it, most people are jackasses when they do it.
It happens.
Fantastic. I think that's pretty good for this.
Good enough
this
for me.
Monday.
Is it cold in here?
It is very cold. Yeah. I'm cold. I might turn the heater on before I go to bed real quick. Just to get it up to it, like, I don't know. It's been very cold today.
It has.
We drove over to San Francisco. It was warmer in San Francisco than over here.
That's not good.
It was really weird. Cool. Well, Tyler, why don't you just take us out of here?
I will leave you with E equals MC squared.
All right. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you
tomorrow.
That's
for all the smart people that listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Suckers!
That listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace. I'm a man with his pick of girls. Oh, I'm a nice one, I'm greasing his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. No.